Okej. POL, the Helen character, who we need to quickly rename. In other words, the character that is now about to... Conford, who is loosely based on Helen. She should be a bit of a chameleon. The karma chameleon. No, but... because she likes to dress up. And sometimes she makes social statements by her clothing, by her appearance. She can appear like a progressive left-wing art girl, or as a disco girl, or as a business lady, or whatever. She's a little bit like a female Bowie, if that is not a cliche nowadays. Shape-shifting, but... and we don't need to make it into a feature, really, that would look here cool, right? But just use that. And whoever she is... in the... up there, in the higher reality... well... should that be left a secret, or we might play a little with the readers or viewers that he meets all these women and girls, and each time he, and then he has these dreams or whatever about Aina. And maybe at that time, I don't know, I mean, maybe she should arrive to Earth or descend on Earth through the bridge or whatever there from the other station when Pio is like 18 or something like that. I don't know. Anyway. And then we can be led to believe as readers that, oh, it must be her, this must be Aina. Or mystery at least. And they can each one get a story that could somehow or other be connected with Aina. So we can make a little mystery there. I think that's good. Should be mysteries everywhere. So, Miss H, which I prefer to call her from now on, and want for a better name. She could be in that kind of chameleon mode because, well, I mean, that's just her. She's just trying to figure out the world and people and adapt or whatever, just make it work. So, but then she has this artistic she's playful. Creative innovative. And then we could look at that and reverse engineer her character so that Aina has some of those character traits. This also, if we do it like that, actually could be interesting from all the ladies in the story. We take the real ones, because they are based on real ones or ones I know, and we take those qualities that are most interesting and the best, the goodest qualities of each one of those ladies, and we add them to Aina. So she is composed of pleasant and very nice mix of those, which I would say could just be added there to make her more alive. This could be a way of character development.